理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 23 Eleanor was, at first, quite angry with Edward, as she felt he had cheated her. He should not have remained at Norland after his feelings for her had turned to love. But after considering the situation further, Eleanor realized that she pitied Edward more than all else. When she remembered that Edward had become engaged to Lucy at 19, she realized he was too young and foolish to understand the girl's true nature. After some time, he surely realized what a senseless girl she really is. As she considered these thoughts with a great deal of pain, she cried more for him than for herself. She knew that Edward truly loved her, but had already promised to marry Lucy, a selfish, shrewd girl he was no longer in love with. Chapter 24 A few days later, Sir John insisted that the Dashwood girls go to Barton Park for lunch, as Lady Middleton had only Lucy Steele and her sister to dine with. The girls politely agreed to go, although none were too happy to spend time with Lady Middleton and the ill-mannered Steele sisters. Eleanor, in particular, was a bit nervous about seeing Lucy Steele again, since she had told Eleanor her great secret. Lucy looked overjoyed to see Eleanor, and immediately took her away from the group so they could speak in private. She had feared that Eleanor was angry with her after she admitted her secret to her. Eleanor politely assured her there was no reason to fear, as she promised to keep the secret.
"And yet I do assure you,"
Lucy said to her.
"You seemed quite cold to me the other day, which made me quite uncomfortable. I was certain that you were angry with me, but I am very glad to find that you do not really blame me. I feel so relieved that I am able to talk to someone about the secret engagement. It has been so worrisome to me." "I can easily believe it was a great relief to you. Your situation is unfortunate, as Mr. Ferrars, I believe, is entirely dependent on his mother. He has only £2,000 himself. The rest he receives from his mother, and I fear that if he marries me without his mother's approval, he shall receive no more, as Mrs. Ferrars would rather give all her fortune to Robert out of anger,"
Lucy explained.
"Yes, it is a difficult situation. But what is your plan for the future regarding Mrs. Ferrars?"
Eleanor asked, sincerely interested in the subject.
"I know Mrs. Ferrars is a proud woman. Therefore, I do not plan to marry hurriedly. I know that Edward would prefer becoming a minister in the church to any other employment. Now, my plan is that he should find employment as quickly as possible. Then I would appreciate your help,"
Lucy said before pausing.
"I was wishing you could speak to your brother about employing Edward at Norland as a minister. I have heard a minister's income there is quite good. Mr. Ferrars' own sister, Mrs. John Dashwood, would be more of an influence on my brother's decision to employ him,"
Eleanor said, trying to hide her great annoyance at such a disrespectful request.
"But Mrs. John Dashwood would not approve of Edward becoming a minister. Then I believe my help would not assist you either,"
Eleanor said coldly.
"Oh, Miss Dashwood, you must give me advice on this troubling matter. I honor your advice above everyone else's. You are an indifferent person,"
said Lucy, looking carefully at Eleanor after making such a hurtful remark. Eleanor made no answer. The Steele sisters stayed at Barton Park far longer than they originally planned. Lucy attempted to speak with Eleanor of her engagement at any moment possible, and always happily informed Eleanor of a letter arriving from Edward. Eleanor received such information with calm alertness, refusing to let Lucy see her pain.